Rory, victory today here in Balbafay against Tyrone. Would it be fair to say that was the best performance this season in the league for you so far?
It probably was. Probably the most consistent from start to finish, Oisín. So it was. You know, the first half in particular was very good. So it was. But listen, just delighted to get the 2 points. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. What was it in the first half? Because Donegal played a lot of good football. And I suppose coming off the back of Kerry, was the building blocks done for that? Even though he's played so well in Kerry and he just didn't get the one, was the blocks done from that stage, Rory?
I thought overall the league campaign, with the exception of the Monaghan game, I thought we've had fairly decent level of performances. I think we went up a wee notch maybe against Kerry, you know, and then obviously continuation on today. But look, at the end of the day, it's only 2 league points, you know.
And it's 2 league points that'll probably keep you in Division 1, given the way the other results went today. And was it that you knew you needed a big performance today, Rory?
Well, look, we were focusing on was the win, you know. We knew to get that we need a big performance, so we did. But you're not sure about the mathematics of it now. But look, obviously we'll be going down to Mayo and we'll be looking forward to that challenge as well.
If you stick victory in Mayo, you actually find yourselves in a situation now where you could be in a possible semi-final, Roar.
Yeah, look, that's the nature of the league. You know, going to get into this weekend, teams that were on 4 points were seen to be in trouble, and teams that were on 6 points safe, and that all changes within the pace of a couple of hours, you know. So listen, we take each day as it comes, you know.
Yeah, a lot of players putting on good performances today. Michael, particularly in the first half, he must have played every blade of grass in that pitch in the first half, and he kicked some brilliant scores too, bro.
Aye, he did. He kicked his frees, you know. There were great scores, you know. He had a bit of a wind advantage, all right, but there were great kicking, you know, and he obviously set the tone. He got a good score early, but thought himself and Martin McElhinney early on, I thought the two of them were excellent.
Yeah. How big a blow was it to lose Michael for next week for Castlebar?
Look, it's not ideal. You want to have Michael Murphy available every day, but it is what it is now, and unfortunately he's not available to us. We just have to move on.
Yeah, his tackle wasn't timed right, but I thought it was a bit unfair that they got a black card, and particularly Martin McElhinney as well, I didn't think deserved a black card.
Aye, look, these decisions go against you. I thought probably Michael was bearing down a goal in the first half, and I thought he was a bit unfortunate, you know. I thought he got a free, but to me that looked like a black card. But look, it's easy to say from the sideline, and over from referee in the training games, I get at it a good bit for making wrong decisions, and it's difficult to there split second decisions for the referee.
Yeah, and the team produced some fantastic passages of play which resulted in excellent scores and working the ball running through the middle, right?
Yeah, we did. There was some great movement of the ball through the hands, and you know, very, very positive to see that sort of us, and some great scores at the end. And even Ryan there probably disappointed not to finish a goal at the end.
Yeah. And speaking to Michael after the game, every answer to every question I asked him was coming out with Tyrone in 7 weeks' time. That's what he was focused on. Is that the way it's been all year, Rory?
Listen, it's you guys get caught up, you know, in the league. Yeah. So it is. That's the date we all work to. That's the date where we're looking to be at our best. You know, that's the date in our mind from the draws made. So it is, and that's what we'll be progressing from week in, week out, and that's what we're gearing for.
Is this the most pleasing performance that you've had as manager yet, Rory?
Look, you know, I've been pleased, I said, with aspects of it all. So throughout the league, even the McKenna Cup, was very pleased with our first half display against Fermanagh in the McKenna Cup. So I was very pleased the way we started the second half against Cork, the way we played coming up to half time against Dublin. We take bits and pieces from all games, but there's consistency we're looking for.
Yeah, so in saying that, are you on course where you want to be at this time of year ahead of championship then? Is that?
We'll keep them thoughts probably to ourselves, yeah. So we will, but we're building away nicely. You know, we've got very good competition in the squad. We're blessed that we haven't too many injuries at the minute, and we're pleased with that.
Yeah. Finally, all positives then heading to Castlebar?
You know, it's going to be a big challenge. I know we were down there a couple of years ago and we were well beaten, you know, and there's, you know, again, no more than with Tyrone, we've played Mayo a good bit over the last while, you know, so looking forward to that, you know.
Well done today, Roy.